going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The hitters. That was the key for me is 0-1 on so many guys and allowed him to expand the strike zone a little bit. One mistake to Bell. That was pretty much it on the evening. He threw the ball so well.
We had a plan going into it, obviously. We do all the time. And, you know, I think a lot of it was just trusting Rutch back there. He called a great game. Trusting what was working and just kind of rolling with it and attacking with whatever it was called.
You heard from Brandon Hyde, and then you heard from the man himself, Cade Povich. Cade Povich, you could argue, outpitched Mackenzie Gore last night, going 6 2/3, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Would have gotten through 7 if Gunnar Henderson doesn't boot the ground ball with 2 outs in the 7th. Orioles beat the Nationals. It wasn't pretty, but they win 2-1 last night.
I'm just going to say something about the booting of the ball real quick. Okay, I'm going to keep reinforcing this because these things are not accidents. These things are not the baseball gods. These things are baked into the Orioles cake. When you draft all these shortstops and you play them at 3 different positions every week all the way through the minors and no one really gets bled into a certain position, and when you know in your heart of hearts, like, had this thing really worked out the way you thought it was going to work out and you didn't trade Joey Ortiz is your shortstop and Gunnar Henderson is your third baseman. And Jordan Westberg's your second baseman. Like, that's where it was going. And then they drafted Jackson and thought Jackson would be a shortstop. Jackson will never be a shortstop. And Gunnar would be a better third baseman than a shortstop. But, like, the idea that none of these kids are even league average fielding-wise, let alone truly special. Like, for a team that tanked and lost 110 games to try to then be in a position to prize player development, why are none of them any good in the field? And I'm telling you why. Because none of them had a set position in the minors. Because position flexibility matters. And all the crap that's they believe matters. In. Why do none of their pitchers, when somebody goes 6 innings, why do we do jumping jacks? Because they all piggybacked in the minors. Nobody got stretched up. Nobody got built out. Nobody pitched through a whole lot of adversity. Nobody ever knew what it felt like to try to throw at 90% or 89% at pitch number 90, let alone pitch number 85, because they never got there. Okay, that out of the way, Slim was slim on the road. That was huge. That was massive. And for me, the key was there was a key stretch of that game where he got a first pitch strike on 16 to 17 guys. You let him do that against a lineup that is no great shakes, and that is a lot of young guys who will chase a little bit and who will expand. And even on a night where he doesn't have great swing and miss stuff, he's got enough of a repertoire that he can throw in the zone. If he's got strike one, it opens everything up for him. And that was awesome to see.
I thought the big difference for him last night getting the swing and miss was with the sweeper.
Yes.
And he threw the sweeper a heck of a lot more than we were accustomed to seeing. 28 fastballs compared to 26 sweepers. And he got 5 whiffs on that sweeper, which I thought was huge. And that was his second longest start of his career. The longest one was against the White Sox, who were historically bad, in September last year. This was a big spot for him because he got his brains beat in at Camden Yards last Friday, giving up the 3 home runs, 7 earned runs. He didn't even complete 4 innings. To go out there and especially go toe-to-toe with Mackenzie Gore and out-duel him was huge.
Bullpen came in with no margin for error and got the job done. Felix got himself in a little bit of trouble in the bottom of the ninth, where he probably, if he just slows, because if you watch that play over, Ruiz isn't even running hard. If he just takes his time, picks the ball up and throws it first, he's got the out, but he tried to do the whole in one motion thing and overran the ball. They put in a pinch runner, he steals second, but he's able to get the save regardless.
Look, anytime he pitches an inning and doesn't give up a run, I'm going to take that as a win. Like, this is not Higante. This is not, you know, the mountain. He's like, I don't know.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh.
Still
like,
real good.
Like a peak, right? Mm. Wouldn't you say like a peak? Not quite as big as a mountain. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
a workshop.
He's still working through some stuff. But him at 75-80% is still the best power arm on this team, by far.
I know we're going to get into the offense on the other side, but this was the first time all season long that the Orioles won a game and didn't score 5 runs. And heading into last night, when they scored 3 or fewer runs, they were 0-12, one of just 3 teams that hadn't won a game scoring 3 runs or less. You have to be able to win in a multitude of ways if you're going to get anywhere near October.
Jason, you've watched as much Cade Povich as anybody. So what did you see last night that you feel is replicable, that he can that will be successful moving forward?
Well, Bone talked about the kind of leaning on the sweeper. Like, can he find early in a game a secondary pitch that's going to help him get a little more chase than not? I still think the curveball can be a weapon for him. I mean, he only threw 10 of them. He did get 4 called strikes or whiffs. So, like, I still think trusting that curveball. He pitches backwards sometimes, and that's when I feel like he's at his most effective from a swing and miss and strikeout perspective. Again, not that that's going to be his hallmark, but that's something I think coming off a start like this he could lean into. But, like, also fastball command. I mean, he got 12 called strikes on his four-seamer. Like, and a lot of those were early in counts, and a lot of those helped him get to, you know, 0-1. I don't know. Like, he kind of presented himself to me a little bit, like, almost like IDGAF.
I see what you're going with that. Going.
After getting his brains beat in, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm gonna get sent back down or whatever, I'm gonna kind of do it my way.
It couldn't be like Friday, because walks really hadn't been an issue with him prior to Friday this season. But he had 5 walks, where yesterday, like you're saying, Jason, you're pounding the strike zone. 60 of the 87 pitches were for strikes.
The other thing, the run he did give up was something we've seen a lot from Cade Povich. He gets ahead, I think, of Bell, 0-2, and then gets way too much of the strike zone of the 0-2 pitch, and Bell punches it out to the outfield for a base hit.
And look, I'm going to point this out because I pointed it out with Sagano. This is not a good lineup, and that is a terrible lineup against lefties. That is a terrible like. And it starts from you get a lefty matchup on Wood instead of a righty, who he's there. You find a righty who could throw the ball by him right now. So I just think we have to be cognizant of that. Like, that's not a good baseball team, and that is not a good hitting baseball team. Like, nor are the Reds, and really, nor are the Guardians. So, like, I'm just saying.
But it's a major league team.
But I'm not going to go gaga because I know what I'm seeing, and I know what he's up against, and it was huge, and that was great. But just like Sagano, there's going to be a lot of teams to come that are much more equipped to expose them and kind of shed light on their weaknesses.
Orioles and the Tigers start a three-game series tonight. That's, 6:30 first pitch, which means Baltimore Basic 40. Baltimore baseball tonight. It's Bone and Ryan Ripken at 5:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, though, hey, the Orioles, they beat a left-handed pitcher. But did they really – they beat him? They just scored more runs than the opponent. We'll look back at the lineups evening against Mackenzie Gore next here on The Fan.